come unto me. Beloved one, you have a saying in your scripture, an invitation which I extended to you then and extend unto you now, and throughout all of time. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me as you know me to be one Jesus, one Jeshua. Come to me as you would an elder brother, a friend. Speak with me your troubles, your concerns, as you would do with a friend. Place them in my hands. I will take them. No longer need you be heavy burdened. Come unto me and give me your worries. Also, I stand ready to take from you the illusions of the world. They feel very heavy to you as you are in the midst of dealing with them. Give them to me, and I will make them light. Bring them to me, and as much as is possible, leave them in my care and keeping. Now this will take some practice, because you will want to take them back. I have seen you do this. You begin to wrestle with them again. Give them over once again. My shoulders are broad, my hands are big. I can hold whatever you will give to me. This is what you would do with an elder brother, is it not? One who loves you, one with whom you have a conversation, one with whom you have the dialogue that is intimate and loving. You would go to the elder brother, the wise one, you would say, "This is what is troubling me, and I don't know how to get through it. I am working with it. I have some clues, but it seems very heavy, and of myself I don't know how to go into the future with it." The elder brother lovingly will say, "Let me look at it. Let me take it and work with it." Instantly, in that moment, the heaviness is lifted from your shoulders. Beloved one, bring your troubles, your concerns, your challenges to me as one Jeshua. Then come unto me, the Christ. Bring your problems to the Christ, and in that holy space all will be healed. Now, how do you do this? At first, it seems easier to understand by coming to a personality. You see each other. You interact with each other as personalities, individuals. You know relationships. It is a step beyond that to bring it to one yet unseen, as you understand me to be. Then come the next step to the Christ. How do you bring your troubles to the Christ? It begins with the simplicity of the deep breath once again. Whenever you find yourself caught up in the turmoil of the voice of the world, breathe. It is as simple as that to begin the process of remembrance. Allow yourself then in that space of peace to begin to trust that which is unseen. Have faith in the inner voice which speaks to you and said, "No matter what is going on, I know that it serves the divine purpose." When the voice of the world questions what is going to happen in the next day, the next week, the next year, come unto me. Abide with me, as you see me to be one Jesus, one Jeshua, for always I welcome your company. Then more than that, come unto me, the Christ of you, that place of perfect peace, that place which the world does not understand, and yet the world cannot assail it, that place of perfect wisdom, the inner kingdom. Come unto the Christ of you, walk in the shoes, the sandals of the Christ, try them on for size, see how they feel. How would it feel to go through an hour, a day as the Christ? How would I look upon myself? How would everything appear to me as the Christ? Come unto me, the Christ, and look through the Christ eyes and realize, I am Christ in this reality, having a human experience. It is the Christ of me which allows me to have a human experience. You have had experiences which were, while you were in the midst of them, most upsetting and most worrisome. You felt even like the body itself was going to be torn asunder because there were so many feelings within yourself. It is called stress. You felt that there was no peace within yourself, no peace within the world, and you have experienced the dark night of the soul that, quite literally, kept you awake all night and would not give you peace. But as you have looked back upon the experiences, you have seen them in a different light. You could see how all of the events happened in divine order, a catalyst, if you will, for remembrance of the Holy Self. Every event, every worrisome time is a catalyst, an opportunity to remember the Holy Self and to come up higher. That is why I say, come unto me. Come up higher in your perspective. Now, the physical eye will show you separation, and many of the experiences you have known so far have been based upon the physical senses, which has led to a reinforcement of the belief that said, I am separate, and I have to defend that which I have. I have to hold on to whatever I have known of security. You run around most busy trying to shore up that which has helped you through in the past, and you have tried to get the friends, the family, the mate, the co-workers to provide your security. Yet the greatest security comes from your flexibility in the face of change. Your true security is found in coming to the Christ. Come unto the Christ of you, come up higher. Beloved one, when I say to you, come unto me, there are many levels of meaning. Already you have been in process of coming unto me, one Jeshua, one elder brother. Come now unto me the Christ of you. For in truth, the Christ is one, and I am not separate from you, nor you from me. We are the Christ. We are the Father in expression, having, as you see, a human experience. In times of struggle, come unto me. In times of questioning, in times when it seems there is so much to do and not enough time or not enough energy, times when the voice of the world speaks so loudly that the inner voice is almost lost, come unto me. Take the deep breath and return once again to the home of the Father, that place of perfect peace, the place where it matters not what the outer appearance may be. Come unto me. Abide with me. I put my arms around you and I take you to my heart, for I love that which you are. Beloved one, come unto me.